My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne on a Friday. And Seth, you made a point earlier in the show. We were talking about Nick Caserio. We were going over that athletic survey, or a survey from The Athletic, with a handful of agents from around the league talking about Nick Caserio and the state of the team, where they are now, and all these kind of things. And you did mention that for as active of an offseason that they had, three of their big moves, and I would argue their three biggest acquisitions this offseason, in whatever order you want to make it, Danielle Hunter, Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, two of those acquisitions were via trade. Only one of them was actually a free agent acquisition. Now, they did end up restructuring the contracts of both guys that they traded for, being Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon. But the way they got those guys was actually by trade as opposed to free agency. I hadn't really thought much about that, but it is the case. It does have me thinking about the impact of the newcomers, though, because I think you can go in a bunch of different directions on this. I feel like Stephon Diggs might be a very obvious answer because he's clearly the most famous of the guys that they brought in, of the Texans newcomers. But I want to throw this out to you, and I want to get it from the audience as well. 713-572-4610 is the text line. You can also interact with us on YouTube, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch as well. Who do you think is going to be the most impactful Texans newcomer this season? And it could be a rookie or a vet, but who do you think is the most impactful Texans newcomer this season?
Oh, it's a really good question because, you know, you could slice it up a bunch of different ways. I think that, for one, I think Danielle Hunter is going to make an impact, but I also don't want to discount that Jonathan Greenard had turned into a really good pass rusher by the end of the year last year.
Yeah.
Just watching some of those late season games, especially he was getting to the quarterback clean and quick at times. So I don't want to act like Danielle Hunter is not a huge addition, and he isn't an improvement over Jonathan Greenard, but I don't think he's going to make as much of an impact. And I think Stephon Diggs might be part of like a very, very scary passing attack. I think when it comes to overall impact on his side of the ball, for me it's Azeez Alshire, because I think Azeez Alshire, without being an all-pro himself or anything like that, no matter how well he plays individually, I do think that he's going to tie everything together and have the defense operating on a different level mentally than they were last year. I think he can be the biggest boost to his side of the ball in terms of making them a legitimately credible threat. Whereas I think the offense was going to be a threat whether or not Stephon Diggs was added to it. I think Azeez Alshire, without being as good a player relative to his position as Stephon Diggs is can have a bigger overall impact on the defense.
Yeah, so this is interesting because it depends on how you look at it or how you want to measure impact. Because I think where I'd agree with Azeez Al-Shaair is I think he might end up being their biggest upgrade. Like, I think he's going to end up being the biggest upgrade in position as opposed to, or in terms of, who was your middle linebacker before and who's your middle linebacker now, and specifically how it fits the ethos of the team. So I think there's a credible case for Azeez Al-Shaair being their biggest upgrade. I still, though, feel like their most impactful player in terms of newcomers is going to be Daniil Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, in limited sample size so far, limited action in the preseason, and what we're able to see from him in training camp and at practices, really also just looking at the guy, like, he is an intimidating dude, and it translates to his play, like, on the field. There's, like, he's physically imposing, but he's also really good with his technique. He's worked with Will Anderson with his hands and being more combative in that way. You know, being like a just smarter with his technique and everything. Like, I think that Daniil Hunter is a much more complete player and much higher level player than maybe we are giving him credit for.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just because the offense is going to be so good. You've got a franchise quarterback, and then you added Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon to the mix. And so we're so fixated on that. Y'all have heard us talking about Bobby Slowick all day. Like, there are reasons to be obsessed with the offense and to kind of look at Daniil Hunter and his nearly $50 million guaranteed that the Texans just signed into him and be like, oh, yeah, that's cool and all. But I think he is going to be extremely impactful for this team this year.
You know, I think the other part of that, though, too, and I guess maybe where I don't – and again, I'm not trying to not give Daniil Hunter credit for being a huge addition. It's that they did a really good job of bringing multiple guys like Daniil Hunter in. Like, Denico Autry and Jerry Hughes – and Jerry Hughes was already here, but they signed him late, right before training camp, so I kind of almost look at him as like an addition. Both those guys are guys that have also – they're not as good a player as Daniil Hunter, but they've made it as long as they have and were as good as they've become or were in their careers by also being really good at the technical stuff. That's where I get excited. When I was out there the first couple days of camp – and I'm looking at Denico Autry, Daniil Hunter, and Jerry Hughes, and at various times talking to Will Anderson, I'm like, man, this guy, it's like he picked the right cabinet, you know? It's almost like a president, you want to be sure that they've got a really good cabinet of advisors, because that's who the guys with the actual expertise. Any given president, the cabinet members ideally are the people who are actually experts in things, and the president can tie it all together, and he's only as good as his resources. It's like, I feel like he's got a really good cabinet. I feel like his advisors and everybody else in bringing him along, it's a group of elders that are you don't see a lot of. Like, he's got some really good influences around him, and it's not like Will needed guys to come in and tell him how to straighten up and fly right, you know?
Right.
That's a rough spot to be in when you got a young pass rusher who's also kind of a jackass, and you need an older guy. You need older guys on the team to like teach him how to go to bed at night. And hey, don't get in trouble. Like, those kinds of things, that's a headache to have. Will Anderson, you don't have to worry about any of that.
He's the opposite, Seth. He's the opposite. I mean, D'Amico Ryans himself has noted, like, when guys come into the building, when people join this team, you want to know the Texan way. You want to know the standard. You want to know what we expect from you, how we want you to comport yourself. Just follow around Will Anderson. He is the living and breathing example of what the Texans want to be about these days.
Yeah, that's – So I guess the good again, this is rich people problems where you've got a wealth of additions to the team where it's hard to figure out exactly, okay, who's going to have the biggest impact.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's hard to figure out. Hopefully it's something that you just actually have a hard time deciding because they made really big improvements in all these ways. It's also, I think sometimes with football and free agency, It's very, very dicey. It's not as predictable as in baseball, where baseball, for the most part, with some glaring exceptions here and there, Jose Abreu, you're gonna get a guy's production and what he's done in the past, and maybe it's better, maybe it's worse, but you can reasonably rely that guy's gonna be the same player when you pick him up, and the scheme doesn't matter and all of that as much as it does in football. With the way that they brought the specific free agents, and I'll include Diggs and Mixon in that, is basically like free agency, their trades. But Diggs is the only one where I've really at any point thought, yeah, but is it a scheme fit, or does it actually do as much as you're paying for? And it's just for all the old classic and cliche reasons we've been talking about all offseason long. But they're justifiable talking points. You know, I think he's just the one that there's the most question marks about. And I'm personally not worried about it, but I understand that it's a possibility that any of those various issues that might crop up with Diggs, yeah, sure, that's a possibility. I don't worry about it with any of the other guys.
Yeah,
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Wait, one, and we might have been making this point around the same time, but this is echoing what I was saying about Azeez Al-Shaair. Azeez is the biggest upgrade over what he was replacing. Also from the 281, I think the most impactful will be Danielle Hunter. Here's one that I want to ask you about real quick before we get out of here, Seth. From the 832, they mentioned DeNico Autry. If he's not suspended the first six games of the season, he's pretty high on this list. He's got to be, right? I mean, both the vacuum or the hole that they've got at defensive tackle, or at least the role he was going to fill on passing downs for sure, and just his versatility and the fact that they gave him $20 million over 2 years, $10 million guaranteed, that to me tells me that you value a guy, especially at that age. I feel like if he's not missing the first six games, he's higher on this list than I have him, or he's on the list at all, because I guess I don't have him on there because he's not playing the first six games. And by the time he comes back, he'll be really high on the list because he'll be a new addition of his own right? Like the new addition of DeNico Autry.
It's a shot in the arm, maybe, and especially at that point in the season, you've got some injuries here or there. It's going to happen. So it's adding the troops to the mix at a really advantageous time. I think that the fact that DeNico Autry and Danielle Hunter especially Danielle Hunter, I think. And then when you look at the cast of free agents overall, it's kind of glaring how much differently we felt about the potential of J.J. Watt coming back 5 months ago was compared to now. Or whenever we started, it feels like it was pre-free agency that we started, you know, to kind of throwing it out there because J.J. had put some things out there that we were wondering about, like, oh, wow, J.J. really might come back into the mix? It somewhere along the way, it kind of became like, oh, that's interesting, versus, oh, wow, that would be awesome. Now it's a little bit of like, oh, yeah, that would be an interesting tweak, wouldn't it? It's a strange course of events, this offseason saga of wondering about JJ's coming back or not.
Oh, yeah. No, if you can believe, though. I mean, it's died down, obviously, but you can believe if that actually comes up again, we will refan the flames and reignite that energy. Of course, I was there at J.J. Watt's charity softball event where he actually spoke, you know, actually spoke to him about it and got him to address it. I think that's when it really got to its highest. And remember, Danielle Hunter and Stephon Diggs were there. So that was after free agency, right? They'd already brought in those guys. They were participants in that event. And then you get J.J. there with these new guys, these new, marquee players and Stephon Diggs and Danielle Hunter. And, of course, Will Anderson Jr. is there as well. And you're like, oh, man, could J.J. play with these cats?
You know,
pretty exciting.
One of our texters makes a good point. He says, well, it's like Anderson did undergrad at Alabama and grad school with the Texans defensive line. But it's even more than that, because at Alabama, he wasn't a pure just edge pass rusher.
Right.
He was a combo linebacker, turned into almost like a 3-4 defensive end in a lot of respects. He's playing head up on the offensive tackle. So he is never just a pure hand in the dirt, lining up on the outside pass rusher. So it's almost like he's one of those guys that was he's like going back to grad school for a different than his undergraduate major.
Yeah.
It's a brand new world in a lot of ways. So having all of those older guys there to really help him make that transition is that much more beneficial.
He is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott, filling in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, we will circle back to the Astros. How comfortable are you with this pitching staff after what you've seen as of late? That's next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.